Tony McAvoy joins us now. Morning to you, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate?
Very well, thank you.
It'd be pretty hard if you're not happy, particularly off that win of Royal Symphony. I hope you didn't kick the dog when you got home Saturday night.
No. No, no, he would have definitely got a pat and a hug Saturday night, Andrew. Yeah, that was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, the Pakenham win was exciting, but we all were, I guess we knew that it was a good win because of the way the horse did it. But, gee, to do that in town on a Saturday, I know that it's the middle of winter, and I guess that's the thing that you've got to think about as well going forward.
Yeah, look, I think so, Andrew. You're right, it is June, but it's a good track in June. And I think that sort of more correlates to some years ago when people just wouldn't run their nice horses in the middle of winter.
Yep.
Now, everything's changed from then. You run these horses all year round. The money's very good. It was a $100,000 race there Saturday. So I don't think you should read too much into that. I think he's a very good horse. But things will get tougher from here on in, of course.
Yeah. Have you always, we've only seen him twice, obviously, in races. Did you always have a good opinion?
Yeah, first week he arrived to me, he had good shape, and when we quickened, then the first time we quickened him up, he kept that shape. He really stayed in his rhythm, and you sort of could tell then that he was a horse of some substance, for sure.
Yeah. It must be exciting when that happens in front of your eyes.
Yeah, it is exciting. It is exciting. I mean, we thought he was a nice horse at home all the way through, but when you see them go to the track, not every horse can replicate what they do for you at home. Sometimes out of their comfort zone and under the pressures of racing, it sorts the men out from the boys, if you like. But to see him do that on Saturday, from last to first, and then it was all backed up, not only what our eyes saw, Andrew, but it was all backed up by the figures and the times he ran.
Yeah, exactly. You just love the way he extended. You've made the decision that he'll probably have sort of one run in a couple of weeks, one more run?
Yeah, look, I think so. He's sort of still got to learn his craft a little bit. He's come out of the race like he hasn't had one. My girl that looked after the horse, Raquel Bennett, took him back to the stalls on Saturday night, and she could barely control him. This was after the races. He could have gone around again, Andrew. So, look, in a fortnight, there's a mile, which you'd expect him to have no trouble with, the way he won that 1,400 a month between runs. It'll be similar field, I would have thought. And it's a listed race. Him being entire, I think it's a race which is too hard to pass up.
Yep, understand. And then, markets react at this time of the year and things like that. We're a long way from the spring, but they've marked him now favourite for the Caulfield Guineas. Do you feel that he's going to be up to that when you mentioned there that he's still got to learn his craft? Do you feel that he could be a Guineas horse in the spring?
Yeah, I do, Andrew. It'll mean we'll have to be very clever how we do it because, he won't have time to go to the paddock as such. So we're going to have to keep him sweet and keep him happy and get him back to the races, I'd say, in August. But look, I've got amazing facilities and I've got the ability to take him up to my river property and jog him around up there and have him going out in the paddock during the day and sweeten him right up. So I think there's a chance of getting there for sure.
Yep, okay. Well, that's exciting. We'll certainly watch for him, Royal Symphony, on Saturday week. The last time we spoke, right at the end of the interview, I asked you about horses to follow, and you mentioned Azazel. So just while I've got you, and we've got a couple of minutes, you've obviously got a high opinion of this rising three-year-old as well.
Yeah, I have, Andrew. He got us to the Blue Diamond. We didn't run, unfortunately. We scratched him out of the diamond. But he's a good horse. Everything about his pedigree says that he'll be fantastic as a three-year-old in a mile. So he'll be headed towards a race like the Caulfield Guineas as well. And he's in work here at Flemington now, and he's gone from a boy to a man, I think, or on that path anyway. He's certainly improved physically and mentally, and I'm very pleased with him. He's doing some solid work for me here at Flemington. I haven't screwed him down too tight yet, but really enjoying what I'm seeing.
Okay, that's interesting. You brought him to Melbourne early. Is that early, or do you just wanted to bring him to Melbourne to have a total prep there?
Look, he's a bit of a boy. He's a bit of a boy, and he was just getting a little bit familiar in the Barossa. I had to send my son away overseas because the town was a bit small for him. So when you get an exciting young colt, Andrew, you've got to spread him to the world a little bit. So, he's more focused and keeps on his task more here at Flemington.
Which one got sent away? Yeah, no, mate. It's a good position to be in. I mean, Royal Symphony has had the couple of runs. Azazel's had the four runs, and we've seen it off that English 2-year-old win back in October on Cox Plate Day last year. That it certainly got the capabilities, and it ran well in Blue Diamond previews and preludes. So it will be interesting. Just quick words, if I can. Ramuz, is it back in work?
Yeah, she's back in. She's early stages. She's in Angaston, and I'm very pleased with her in this early call.
Yep, that's fantastic. And I've got to ask about today too. You got one out at Sandown on the hillside?
Yeah, I have. I've got a filly, one of Sheikh Khalifa's fillies. It was a homebred. I quite like her. She's quite a nice filly, and she's just, you know, been quite immature, but we've finally got her to the races. And I've got to learn a fair bit about this stallion, the eavesdropper. I've got no knowledge of him at all. Very hard to find any information about him here in Australia. But I'm looking forward to see what she can do today. But I quite like her.
That's Bin Zahia. That's race two, number six today there on the hillside at Sandown. Tony, we'll certainly stay in contact. Exciting times ahead with Royal Symphony, and who knows what else will pop their head around. And just keep everyone settled at Angaston, the Barossa Valley. Just open a bottle of wine and let them enjoy it, Tony.
Well, it's a beautiful place this time of the year with the open fires and the wine, and I love it. It's worth a look.
It is. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the next few days, and we'll stay in contact.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tony. Tony McAvoy from Melbourne this morning with Royal Symphony. A very impressive win last weekend.